is probably one of the more complete games for you guys. At least he thought that way. What did you like about the way the guys executed today?
We responded well. We were down pretty much the whole game until the end. So you keep fighting your way back and not getting frustrated. And I thought we did that, especially coming in the third period. We didn't really give them anything in the third. Power play came up big for us. And we only did it again in overtime. But just not, I guess, not cheating the game to score, thinking we're running out of time here, just staying with the program, and it paid off more.
You mentioned the power play. It's a really good penalty kill you guys faced today, and they were able to execute there. Like, since the weekend, you've seen something more confidence in the group, or more urgency, I guess? Or
putting the puck into that. Was judge everything on the puck going into that. They've had a ton of looks before, but it wasn't going in. Now it's going in for them. So it's, that's what I look at. You can't score every time on the power play. We don't want to shift momentum. And, I think we're starting to see dividends of what we were doing before.
You didn't get any goals on 5-on-5, but you were explosive, especially in the final 40 minutes. You just think that sort of action just set up the opportunities that you did get by, being able to draw those penalties?
Again, don't judge it on goals. Judge it on chances, effort, what we were doing all over the ice. Sometimes it doesn't go in. Sometimes it doesn't go in the power play. Sometimes it goes in 5-on-5, and it's reversed. It's, the sum at the end of the game, how you play it. Solid game tonight and deserve the result.
So other than the possession, what did you guys do to limit their chances? Because they didn't have much going.
Well, first of all, you got to take advantage of a team that had a tough back-to-back. Played Washington last night, pretty emotional game, even though they got the better of it. That's a tough back-to-back game. You're getting them late, and I think it doesn't matter who you are, you got to take advantage of teams like that, and we did.
Coach Kucherov assists on 3 of the 4 goals. Is there a better setup man in the NHL than 86?
Yeah, I don't know. He's a really good player. Because, I'm biased, so I think he's the top guy in a lot of departments. But I think there'd be other coaches that battle for their guys as well.
Can you sense a difference in the group after that win in Detroit? Where I'd say it carried over, but in terms of that's maybe relief or load off their shoulders to kind of play a little more free, like after a tough stretch that you guys went through that last week or so?
I think the Detroit game was a little bit of a snoozer until Detroit went ahead, and I thought our guys really dug in and maybe going to hit some adversity in the year, and they did there. They came back. Special teams was big for us. But we're playing a much more complete game. And so defensively, we're way better. I think that's where it all starts. You kind of get caught up in the, if we don't score, we're not playing well. That's not the case. I think the better we defend, the goals will come. And that's what's happening now.
Kind of after being away from home for so long, do you feel some of that home energy, especially in the Thursday?
I love it. I love when we score all the time. It is, that's the thunder. You can really hear it. But it feels like we haven't been able to hear forever. And so just, we have a good vibe here. It's good to be home and to hear our fans.
Coach, in a few of the recent games, it looked like you were chasing a goal. Tonight it looked like you stayed with the process. Would that be a fair statement?
That's an unbelievable fair statement.